make a grave for the unknown soldier nestled in your hollow shoulder. The unknown soldier.
That was The Unknown Soldier by The Doors off their album Waiting for the Sun. Very good album if you haven't listened to Waiting in the Sun, that's not right. Before then, we had The Walkin' Blues by Hot Tuna. Then we had Wagon Wheel by Lou Reed off of Transformer. One of his best albums, if not his best, at least solo. Then we had Pills by the New York Dolls, off their self-titled album. And like I said, we had Tom Waits. Guess what time it is? It's everybody's favorite time of the show, where I subject you to some live dead. Grateful Dead, that is. Not the living dead. Necromancy might be a factor in the later episodes of Broadcast from Limbo, but we're still very early on in this whole endeavor, so give us a moment to conjure that. But as it stands now, it's just the Grateful Dead for now, and I'm going to play some Portland Memorial Coliseum. This is March. Oh my God. Did I really put March? That's sad. It's May. Hold up. Guys. May 19th. I already put that. Good Lord. Maybe I should have taken a day off, but I won't. I like it here too much. Okay. This is May 19th, 1974. I like the year 74 a lot, because I don't know. I feel like that's a really good year for, there's so many good years of the Grateful Dead, but that one in particular, I feel like there's just like, they're still very experimental. Like, they're still very young. You get a taste of like that experimental Anthem of the Sun, Maximoa, but then you still have like classic tunes, Birdsong, stuff like that. I really like, they just seem really in it, if that makes sense. Where I feel like previous to 1974, it feels very like adolescent. I mean that in a very good way. But this feels more like they're experimenting, but they know their shit. Like, they're really on it, you know? And then, you know, they're on that wave until about the 80s. we won't talk about that, because the early 80s are good, and then it falls. Just downhill from there. And, you know, I know many a deadhead who, there's so many debates about the 80s dead. Anything pre fuck, what's that? their most popular song. I'm such a deadhead, I can't even remember. That's how much I ignore that song. It's Touch of Grey. Anything pre Touch of Grey is phenomenal in its own way, and then after, post Touch of Grey is all over the place. Anyways, I just, you know, there's a lot to be said on that. But today I'm subjecting you to some Going Down the Road Feeling Bad. And then it doesn't jam into One More Saturday Night. But you know, I'm going to play that as well. It is, you know, it's becoming Saturday night. So I felt it appropriate. Thanks for hanging in with me. During the show, this is broadcast from Limbo Sick Edition, clearly, because I'm so out of it. I'm on all these cold medications. I don't know where my head is, you know. But hey, sometimes that makes the experience a little more interesting, you know. Anyways, my name's Jasper. This is broadcast from Limbo, live to you from Radio Valencia Transmissions from The Mission. Thank you for joining us. And as always, follow us on Instagram at Broadcast from Limbo. Also follow Radio Valencia at Radio Valencia. Please, please, please come chat with us. It's always a fun time. We like talking to our viewers. So thanks for listening. Here is some Grateful Dead. Thank you.
sign written far across the heaven. Plane is black and white, get prepared. It's gonna be a party tonight. Hey, Saturday night. Yeah. One more Saturday night now.
Don't need to feel sad if we ever get a hold on you. What you need is motherly love.
Come on, get it now.
Motherly love. Forget about the brotherly and otherly love. Motherly love is just a thing for you. You know your mother's gonna love you till you don't know what to do. Nature's been good to this here band. Don't ever think we're shy. Send us up some little groupies and we'll take their hands and rock them till they sweat and cry. What you need is motherly love.
Get it now.
Motherly love. Forget about the brotherly and otherly love. Motherly love is just a thing for you. You know your mother's gonna love you till you don't know what to do. We can love you till you have a heart attack. You best believe that's true. We'll bite your neck and scratch your back till you don't know what to do. What you need is motherly love. Forget about the brotherly and otherly love. Motherly love is just a thing for you. You know your mother's gonna love you till you don't know what to do.
You know I got a little motherly love for you, babe. You know I got a little motherly love for you, honey. You know it doesn't bother me at all that you're only 18 years old, cause I got a little motherly love for you, babe.
That was Motherly Love by the Mothers of Invention off of their album Freak Out, one of my personal favorites of that particular band. Before then, we had One More Saturday Night by the Grateful Dead. Like I talked about, that was May 19th, 1974. For then was Going Down the Road Feeling Bad, which from the same show. I love playing that song when I don't feel good. Going down the road feeling bad. You know, I listen to that a lot during breakups. It's a good one. This show, I think I'm going to be playing some of the more, like, this is as new as I get, really, besides some stray artists. Next up, I'm going to play some Walter TV, which if you were in the indie scene in the early 2010s, you would have heard of them. They were members from Mac DeMarco's band that kind of had their own thing. I think it was before Mac DeMarco, or maybe, I don't know, before at least they were in Mac DeMarco's band. They're a little strange. And then I am going to play some Mac DeMarco off of his first album, which is one of my favorites of his. It's called Rock and Roll Nightclub. And then we're going to go into some Steve Amato. So that's pretty, like, as early as I get, really, or as, like, new, I guess. I really like to stick in the areas, I like the late 60s, 70s, I like, at least for, like, rock, and then for punk, I prefer anything 80s to, like, mid-90s. I rarely stray in the aughts, unless we're talking about, like, Lady Gaga, who's one of my personal favorites, and is also one of my mom's favorites. Shout, Mom, it is Mother's Day tomorrow. In fact, we've seen Lady Gaga twice together. She's like the one artist where we're like, we would literally sell a limb to see, because she's so good. It's always worth the exuberant amount of money you pay for it. That's like the most popular, I think, artist that I like. Other than that, not that I'm like so cool and niche, but you know, you just like what you like. And if you like mainstream media, that's totally fine too. I don't think there's anything wrong with that necessarily. Anyways, let's get into some, like, indie and some weird stuff, kind of leaving the world of rock and roll, because I often lead you to that world. Let's enter some indie. Thanks for sticking around. My name's Jasper. This is broadcast from Limbo, live to you from Radio Valencia Transmissions for the Mission. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you enjoy this next track and the several that follow. And I hope you liked every single track I've shown you today. Anyways, thanks, guys.
Shift, rolling up like
So, whoa, totally peaked the mic there. My bad. I'm loud as it is, and then they give me a microphone, and it just makes it worse. So that was Percussion Necklace by Walter TV, A Man by Mac DeMarco. Then that was Beef Jerky by Steve Amato. If you were in the know during that era, it was a time to be alive. I'm very nostalgic for that era in indie music. I've seen Mac DeMarco countless times. I tried to see him his last tour, and it's just hard to get to see him now. He's become so big, but I have a soft spot for Mac DeMarco. He was like my hero for a very long time. So this next band, however, going from one past obsession to a current obsession, I'm going to play some Ween. I've been utterly obsessed with them and the album that this live song is off of. In fact, so I'm going to play Happy Colored Marbles. It's off of Quebec, which is, I think, objectively their best album. It's not my personal favorite, but it's objectively their best. Listen, I've been trying to get Quebec on CD. I saw it at Amoeba weeks ago, and they were selling it for $50, and I was like, holy shit, that's so much money. I'm going to wait a little bit, see what my money situation's like in a week or two. And if, you know, so last weekend I was like, well, let's play Fate. If it's there, I'll buy it. If it's not there, I'm not meant to buy it. I go in and someone's bought it. And I was like, fuck, that makes me want it 15 times more. So I go on eBay and it actually sells for like 100 plus. Like, I think it's an OG copy. Like, it's a first print. I don't think they've ever reprinted it. And I was in a class this morning, and I'm, like, freaking out because I'm in, like, a bidding war. But I got the goddamn album, okay? And it's now officially the most expensive CD I own. I think I got it with ship. You know what? If my parents are listening, I'm not going to say how much it is, because they're going to text me and be like, why? And I'm going to be like, well, it's going to be better than drugs. And then I win every time I say that, because it is. But I got it because I actually got a job this week and my first day is Monday. So I was like, this is, you know, a cause for celebration. I must feed the addiction. So anyways, this is, Jasper coming to you live from Broadcast from Limbo, from Radio Valencia, Transmissions from the Mission. Thank you for joining me. We have several more minutes left. And I have so many good things to play you. But next I'm going to play some Ween. Expect more Ween in future episodes. So, sorry, not sorry. But I love Ween, so. Anyways, thanks for listening.
All right. Welcome to our request concert. You didn't pay a cent, so don't fucking complain.
Totally.
Shit is free.
Live on a computer.
Okay, here's Happy Colored Marbles. Happy Colored Marbles. You ready, guys? Let's kick it.
Happy Colored Marbles.
Most people are not okay, but they're taking their siestas in the sun. Some ideas on the way it should be, but most of them just carry it on.
Ready and
dreams come true. He's standing by the door. He's got something in his hands. All the money's gone. All the money's gone. The days we spend go on.
That was I Dreamed, I Dream by the Sonic Youth off their first album. I'm slowly creeping in to the Sonic Youth, and I think their first album so far is my favorite. So expect more of that in the future. And before that, we had Dude, You're So Crazy by La Tigre off their self-titled album, La Tigre, of course. Then what do we have before that? Oh, was it Happy Colored Marbles? It was Happy Colored Marbles, the live version off of All Request Live by Ween. Signing off a little early because the next songs are kind of, they jam in together. I'm going to play some King Cruel, sticking with the indie theme. King Cruel is not indie. I don't know what he is, but if you haven't heard of King Cruel, your life is about to change. I'm going to play The Locomotive That Goes Into Dumb Surfer off of my favorite album of his, The Ooze, which left such an intense impression on me that there are certain songs I genuinely can't listen to because it reminds me of being a heartbroken 16-year-old. So, King Krill is amazing. I saw him once. I believe he was one of my first concerts after COVID, after the pandemic. Because I had tickets to him, and I was so excited, then he had to cancel because of COVID. He came back. I believe I saw him at, oh, Lord have mercy, what's that phenomenal venue in Oakland? The Fox Theater. I saw him at the Fox Theater. And, God, I mean, he just leaves me speechless. And I was going through my records, and I remembered that I had this. I actually bought it at that show. And I was like, I gotta play some of this. If I'm playing some Mac DeMarco, we're getting back into my roots. We gotta play the Ooze. We gotta play some King Cruel. And yeah, this is Jasper signing off. Please stick around. I don't know if the Alchemist is in today, but surely he still has a show, you know, playing. So please stick around for him. The Alchemist is killer. He's such a sweet guy, and his show is always amazing. So please stick around. I believe he is on air till 10 p.m. after me, which is dedication. Dedication that, you know, far exceeds my capabilities. So stick around for that. My name's Jasper. Thank you for joining me today. This is Broadcast from Limbo, streaming to you live from Radio Valencia every Saturday, 4 to 6 p.m. Next week, I think my mom's in town, so I'm bringing her in. At some point this month, I'm bringing my mom in, so that'll be really fun. We'll get some tea. I'll put her on the spot. It'll be great. And happy Mother's Day to all mothers, grandmothers, women with children, people with children, you know, of feminine nature, all mother figures, all the divas out there, happy Mother's Day. My name's Jasper. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Broadcast from Limbo. It's all one word, all lowercase. And then follow Radio Valencia at Radio Valencia, of course, to check out all the other cool, amazing shows on here. Thanks for listening. I'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Of the people, I wish I was equal.